Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word. Welcome back to our Burden and Blessing Podcast as we're going through this short series on 40 Days of Hope. We're trying to keep our devotional content down for a short devotion at the start or the end of your day as we focus on 40 different Bible verses that speak about our hope that we have in our Lord and in our Savior, Jesus Christ. With me today is Pastor Mark Tiefel. Mark, why don't you read our verse for today?
Okay, Neil, our verse is from 1 John chapter 5, verse 14. I'm going to read out of the ESV. And this is the confidence that we have toward Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. I think this is a nice passage to instill hope because it's really talking about prayer. And isn't prayer one of the first things that we go to when we talk about having hope before God, especially as we approach our relationship with Him? But not only does it talk about prayer, it tells us where the confidence comes from. The confidence of talking to God and bringing our requests to Him is based on whether or not our prayers are in accordance with His will. I think about where Jesus in the Gospel of John told His disciples, whatever you ask in My name, God will give it to you. Asking a prayer in Jesus' name, asking it according to God's will, are two of the same things, two similar thoughts. And I think very often we tend to use prayer just to kind of give our own opinion on something or just kind of speak. And there can be a use of prayer in just a conversational sense that way too. But really the confidence from prayer stems from it being connected and aligned with God's will. And I think that can be a very powerful thing to give us hope when we're looking for confidence in times of need. What sticks out to you about this verse?
I totally agree with you that's talking about confidence in prayer. And I really like that you brought that in as far as how Jesus teaches us how to pray. We definitely see that confidence in Jesus basically telling us, like you're saying, you can come to me in prayer. I'm going to listen. I'm going to answer that. And ultimately, if you look at this 1 John chapter 5, too, if you back up those verses before that, it says that he who has the Son has life. You know, we can have that confidence in our eternal life and pointing to our Savior's cross to continue to go to Him in prayer, confident that He hears us and that we can be confident that He's going to work out everything for our salvation, for our day-to-day life, according to His will. That confidence in prayer, I think you hit right on the head.
Let's close with prayer. Dear Jesus, You promise us in Your word that if we ask anything according to Your will, that You will hear us. Instill in us that confidence, Lord, to approach our prayer life with You in such a way that we seek to align our lives with things according to Your will and Your word. Help us to ask for the things that we need. Help us to think of others in our prayer life. Help us to return thanks and praise and gratitude to Your name in prayer when You provide for our lives. Lord, in this moment of need and trial in our lives, give us also the opportunity to see the way in which You provide for us, to see the things that we might overlook, the things that might gloss over in our lives. Give us a heightened and sharpened understanding of all the spiritual and physical blessings that You have given us. Bless us in these ways and through Your word in the confidence of prayer. Amen.
Amen. We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth and is more precious than gold.